Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia will try to restrict e-cigarette sales to kids. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports under a new bill, if a store sells high nicotine or flavored e-cigarettes, anyone under 18 won't be allowed through the door.
The proposal originated with the Kenney administration and was introduced by Councilmember Bill Greenland.
Some of these e-cigs have incredibly high nicotine level above a lot of regular cigarettes. And obviously, nicotine is addictive.
E-cigarettes typically contain 59 milligrams of nicotine per millimeter of liquid. Stores that want to allow teens and children inside would have to limit e-cigarette sales to products with no more than 20 milligrams per millimeter and no added flavoring.
Council tried to ban sales of flavored tobacco products last year, but was prevented by the state from doing so. There's a mumps outbreak at Ridley High School in Delaware County. KYW's Tim Jimenez tells us that five people are reported sick.
They were likely exposed to the virus in recent weeks. In response, the school wants students and their families to keep an eye out for symptoms like swollen glands in front of and behind the ear, along with headache, earache, fever, fatigue, and a loss of appetite. Officials say those who are vaccinated have a very low chance of getting the disease. In this case, the district says nearly all of the 1,800 students are vaccinated.
There are a few students who can't get vaccinated because of health reasons. They're being accommodated and are being taught elsewhere for now until everything is clear. Michael White, the man who stabbed Sean Skellinger to death last year in Rittenhouse Square, has been acquitted of voluntary manslaughter by a Philadelphia jury. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, White was convicted of tampering with evidence because prosecutors say he tossed the knife.
White was acquitted on voluntary manslaughter, possession of an instrument in a crime, and obstruction of justice. Linda Skellinger is the victim's mother and stood in the middle of the courtroom after the verdict, addressing Judge Glenn Bronson, saying the district attorney had blood on his hands.
He is condescending. He screamed at me when I said to him, sir, I'm just asking you to leave the third degree charges. Manslaughter's already there. Let a jury decide.
White's mother says she is thankful for the verdict, but is praying for the victim's family. Philadelphia police have arrested a woman for pretending to be a registered nurse. Police say 48-year-old Rachel Ortega, also known as Rachel Boardman of Westchester, was the owner of Shanahan Enterprises, LLC, a home health care company.
Officials say the woman is not and never has been authorized to engage in the practice of nursing in Pennsylvania. Also, Shanahan Enterprises, LLC, is not a licensed company with the Pennsylvania Board of Health. Rachel Ortega, a.k.a. Rachel Boardman, was arrested and charged with theft by deception and related offenses.
That's KYW's John McDevitt. Anyone who received care from her or Shanahan Enterprises is being asked to call the Philadelphia Police Department's Central Detectives Division. Two men who are accused of intentionally setting fire to their pizza parlor and hookah lounge in Old City last year are being charged with arson. KYW's Adas Kuznet says the fire displaced 160 people and caused over $20 million worth of property damage.
U.S. Attorney William McSwain has unsealed a 10-count indictment charging brothers Imad and Baha Dawara with planning and causing the February 2018 arson of their business in the 200 block of Chestnut Street. McSwain says in October 2015, the landlord sent the brothers a notice of default and a breach of their lease, which included 26 citations from the Pennsylvania State Police Bureau of Liquor Control Enforcement.
In response, Imad Dawara allegedly threatened the landlord that he would destroy the place if the landlord attempted to evict the brothers from the premises.
The brothers face 20 years in prison with a mandatory minimum of 17 years if convicted on all counts. Governors Wolf and Murphy are working alongside the governors of New York and Connecticut to regulate marijuana and vaping. The four Democratic governors met Thursday in New York City with health and legislative officials to consider what to do next.
We need to bring this into the open. We need regulation. We need to make sure we're protecting public health, public safety. But that's regulation, not prohibition.
Governor Wolf just last month said he is now in favor of legalizing recreational pot. He's long supported decriminalizing the possession of small amounts of pot. Governor Murphy agrees this is a problem.
We've got a shocking gap between persons incarcerated in our system along racial lines, and it's almost entirely due to low-end marijuana offenses.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a lack of federal action on pot and vaping regulations means it's up to states to act. He says marijuana is often vaped and states need to consider that when considering legalizing marijuana. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.